This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for choosing us here this morning, this Tuesday morning. Sarah's been out all day, but Marcus has been in to help.
Yes, sir.
Always good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Really appreciate you coming in and
love the fam.
Helping out.
The man.
Yes, sir. SMF Marcus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Follow him on Instagram.
Can a brother get some followers?
Did you get any extra ones since we mentioned it last time?
I haven't looked at all.
Oh, come on. SMF.
Let me go look.
Marcus.
Yeah.
On Instagram,
see
everyone.
The power of the Alice is with me.
I see you have.
It is not with me.
3,841.
It is not with me.
Was that what it was?
You got some new ones.
You know you got some new ones. Don't lie about
that. No, I'm looking
that.
Right now. One, two. No.
All right.
Well, when you get to work, everyone.
Anyway, we've got a big night this Thursday night. I hope you'll come out and party with us. It's Alice in Winterland starring Kesha, Avril Lavigne, Flora Cash. Mm-hmm. Our big Winterland show is this Thursday night at the Masonic here in San Francisco. You can buy tickets still through RadioAlice.com. That same phone number that you're calling is where you can text us. I'll read a few of these, and then we'll jump out and play some music for you.
By the way, yeah, there's some people who started.
All right, that's more like it.
I feel sorry for you.
Thank you, P&G Gabba. Siggy 14. You're amazing.
925 says, your kid thinks YouTube stars are her friends, kind of like I turn on Sarah and Vinny the moment I wake up. Kind of like I talk to you guys like we're friends. Hashtag the same. Mm, yeah, I mean,
sweet.
That delivery method allows those two little, they're twin girls, but they're just doing
JC,
this.
Casey, was it?
Something like that, Jason, but they're Casey. Talking to my daughter. She watches it like they're talking to her.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And it's very similar to radio, and that's the same.
Yeah.
We're just doing what we do, talking straight to you. Anyway, you're missing the point about The Irishman. It's the length. I think this person's talking to Scorsese directly.
Oh.
It's the length, not the phone versus theater screen. We as a society have no attention span. We want instant gratification. Scorsese is worried about... he can see a drop-off in viewing on phones. It's hard enough to sit still in a theater this long, so I can't imagine how anyone can stay focused on a phone screen.
For real.
That's if your battery even lasts 3.5 hours of streaming.
Although young people will watch those movies on their phones.
You want to hear something that I must have told this story 5 years ago, but I walked into my buddy's house. We were going to go mountain biking, and his son Marcus is sitting at their kitchen table. Their TV's right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Right there. And this kid has his little phone propped up on a salt and pepper shaker, and he's watching TV on his little screen, and he's eating cereal, and I'm like, the TV's right there!
Yes, sir.
I'm fine, man. Leave me be. Okay. You know what? You're right.
Well, he's got to see if someone calls him or texts him.
I don't know, but I just thought that is, they just prefer it. And it's fine if that's what the preferred viewing method is. What's it to me?
Yeah.
But it's right. I'm like, I don't have a huge TV right there. Nope.
They want that phone action, baby.
Let's see. Love you, Marcus. Always a pleasure to hear his voice in the morning. I'm Team Marcus.
We all are.
That was a very sad reggae horn. Sorry about that. I'll do better next year.
There it is. There it is.
The second one was me. The first one was the button.
Hey, guys, agree with you on The Irishman. They still moved like old men and couldn't get over the big fake-looking ears on everyone. Weird makeup. Love Scorsese, but not a masterpiece.
That's funny.
What's up with the ears? Is it, you know, people get older, their ears get bigger kind of thing?
Yeah, but, you know, that wasn't the problem.
Well, I told you, I told you that scene. There was a scene in a bathhouse where De Niro's talking to another guy, and they're going back and forth between him being 90 and him being 30-ish, 30, 40-ish,
and somewhere in between. Flash forwards, yeah.
So you're sort of jumping back and forth, but there's a scene where he's got his shirt off, and he's talking to a guy, and the missus says to me, did you notice his wrinkles? They must have... I'm like, I was not looking at his boobs.
His boobs.
You notice all the boobs, not that guy's boobs.
He can keep his breasticles
so
covered.
I didn't notice whether they did any body work on them, but I'm sure they did.
A little bit. They had to clean it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Rob is, De Niro, 75?
76.
76,
yeah.
Wait, maybe I missed something. Vinny has to buy physical music albums to support the artists, but will watch bootleg films? Shame. I don't. Mm-hmm. Who said anything?
Oh, you were talking about
film?
The theater experience where somebody stands up and you see a head on the kind of in the way of the screen.
Yeah, I was actually at the theater.
Which
I wasn't.
It seemed like they probably thought you were talking about a bootleg movie.
No, I don't watch bootleg films.
Never.
I bought a couple one time at a swap meet, and the guy's head was in it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
We just threw them out. It was so
I just can't stand the audio either. The audio is just like
the audio's terrible. And the worst is when somebody's eating their damn popcorn in the golly. This is just like being there.
It is. You get the theater experience at home.
This is just like it. Is that vomit?
I love Marcus. Every time I bend over to pick up a box, I think about Marcus hurting his back and flying across the room.
My
it cracks
God.
Me up.
Oh, that's a great story.
Remember that story?
Wait, I don't remember.
I think you
happened.
Were out one day when he told that story.
I never heard that.
So the deal was when I was much younger, gentlemen, probably like 23, 24, I had a job at this accounting firm, and I worked in the file room. So this is like 92. I go to pick up a box. The box looks like a heavy box. So I go over to the box. I reach down. I think there was like a lady or something at the counter, so I was trying to like show off and flex, even though I was like 125 pounds or something. Go over and get this box. I jerk that thing up, and the back is gone immediately. I hit the ground like I was shot.
And the box was empty.
The box was completely empty.
You threw your back out lifting an empty box.
An empty box.
And you're awesome.
By the way, out of work for almost 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Your boy was in traction the whole nine. They had me up in the harness. I was doing physical therapy every day.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I was tore up.
It's all
back,
good.
As we said in
just
my
just tell
my
everybody it was a like, football injury.
No, I tell them I keep it real, baby. Keep it real. How'd you hurt your back? I was playing football after I hurt my back. Lifting up an empty
lifting
box.
Lifting an empty box. Jagged Little Pill was my go-to CD when I was in high school. My 18 and 17-year-old daughters know the album, and I took my girls to Summer Thing or Now and Zen a few years back.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Alice, for the memories.
That was my first Now and Zen.
Was it?
Alanis Morissette, yep.
Giving Tuesday. Listen to this. Giving Tuesday. I'm not rich, so I've been donating blood and platelets for cancer patients for years.
That's awesome.
When I got cancer last year, it devastated me not to be able to do those donations anymore. Oh. So now I give $25.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Sheesh. Today is Giving Tuesday. We were talking about how there's a new day designated. So we go from Black Friday
to the locals, Small Business Saturday
to
Cyber Monday.
Which, by the way,
to Hook a Brother Up Wednesday.
To Giving Tuesday. Is that tomorrow? Yeah. Hook a Brother Up Wednesday? All right. What it seems like, though, is it's all cyber now, because even Black Friday was mostly cyber. It was like a record day for cyber purchases. Mm-hmm. So I think most people have taken to the whole, I'm going to stay right here.
Yep.
Get online.
It's
and make
too
this
easy,
happen.
Man. It's too easy.
This is about the names in school that are super popular. I was Jennifer M. in school for 9 years. Oof. Now I get to go by Jen. Yeah, there was always that.
Multiple
Jennifers and multiple Michelles in my generation.
We had a bunch of Nicoles and a bunch of Kates, Kathys, Kathleens. Mm.
What's wrong with Sarah? We think she has the flu.
The best we can tell you.
Yeah, but I'll talk to her a little later.
We'll see her tomorrow, but most definitely she will be in Thursday.
That's right.
We all will. We're partying Thursday night. What the hell do they think Black Friday is? I ain't buying this bleep for myself. That's my Giving Tuesday.
I heard that. I heard that.
I think we're pretty much caught up. There's a lot of nice people writing in supporting us today, though. We appreciate that.
Yay.
We came in, we did the best we could, and
It was fun. I had a great time today.
No one bailed, guys.
Oh, you
guys.
Don't think, huh? All right.
No, that's what I'm telling myself in order to get through the day.
Yeah, we're looking at my self-esteem right now. Issues. The numbers seem sufficient.
All right, hang out. We got music after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks a lot for hanging with us this morning as Sarah's not in. But Marcus was in to help out. Thank you, Marcus.
Good job, Marcus.
Thank you. I love you all so
freaking
much.
Love him back. Follow him at SMF Marcus. The poor guy's got less follows than somebody's cat.
It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
A dead cat.
Yeah. Somebody's dead cat has more likes than him. Give the guy a follow.
I mean, if it helps that I wear a cat costume or eat cat
toenails
food or something. Whatever it is that cats do. I don't know what cats do.
I think you nailed it. Okay, although I don't think cats wear cat suits. I think they come like that. But
oh, they're born that
they
way.
Eat cat
my
food,
bad.
That's for sure. Anyway, Lexi's coming up. Don't forget, we've got Winterland coming up on this Thursday night. It's at the Masonic. It's Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora and Cash. It's our big Christmas night out. Please, if you're coming, bring a new unwrapped toy, right?
Right. Yep.
So the Marines will be there to collect, and we hope to have a big pile to spread throughout the Bay Area.
I want them going away with a big old U-Haul.
Right. So is there anything else we need to cover before
no,
we get
we're
out?
No, we're good. We're
all
good.
Right. So hopefully Sarah will be back tomorrow. Thanks again, and Lexi's up next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.